Good morning. Welcome to Hello to Sills United Methodist Church. I am Cheryl Broom, your senior pastor, and I'm delighted to see your faces in worship today. I thought you'd still be out popping fireworks or something. No? In your bulletin are some announcements about what's happening, our schedule, and what's going on in the life of the church. Please take some time to look at that. Take it home, put it on your refrigerator, and then you'll remember the important things that are happening. Also, in your pews in front of you are two cards, a blue card for our guest. If you're a first-time visitor, we'd love for you to fill out some information about yourself. And this is our prayer card. If you'll fill out a prayer card for your prayer needs, put it in the offering plate as it comes by you. This will go to our confidential prayer team, who will hold your prayers in our prayer team meeting, which happens every Monday at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. You're invited to join us in that group as well. With that being said, I'll let Carol Ann welcome you to worship.
Good morning. My name is Carol Ann Donley, and it's good to be with you in worship today. We light these candles today as we begin worship to symbolize Christ's presence with us. Will you please stand in body or spirit as we welcome the light of Christ? The scripture reading today is going to be Psalm 145, 8 through 19. And today I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. But if you'd like to follow along, it is on page 482 in your pew Bible. I'll give you just a minute to find it. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of everything created. All your works shall give you thanks to you and praise you, O Lord, and your godly ones will bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. To make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those of his own who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you in hopeful expectation, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is unwaveringly righteous in all his ways and gracious and kind in all of his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth without guile. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear and worship him with awe-inspired reverence and obedience. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you please pray with me our opening prayer? Heavenly Father, today we praise and thank you that you are our God, full of compassion and grace. You are worthy of our continuous praise and worship. Fill our hearts each day with songs of thanksgiving and praise for all you have done for us. May we never forget your goodness and grace, and move our hearts in a state of ready, worshipful praise, for you alone are worthy of all of our honor and praise. Meet each of us here today exactly where we are and lead us into a deeper relationship with you as we seek to follow Christ in all we say and do. Amen.
I'd like to invite the kiddos forward for our spark moment. Come on down, kiddos. Good morning. I know there's other kiddos out there. I'm going to talk loud. There's not. You got out of the house without your kids this morning? I was going to ask what your trick was. Well, good morning, everyone. I have a question for you guys. Have you ever had to deal with bad stuff in your life? Every day of your life? That's my child, in case anybody was wondering. He's got a terrible life. He's going to sit up and listen, though. We have to deal with bad stuff all of the time, right? And sometimes it can be difficult to deal with bad things. Like when we're fighting with a friend, or when somebody's sick, or when things just aren't going our way. Have you ever had that, Penelope? Yeah. And when we're stuck in the middle of those bad things, sometimes that's all we can focus on, isn't it? Just all of the bad that's around us. And it's hard to get past that, to see anything else. Well, when we're talking about our Old Testament heroes this week, we're going to be learning about this dude named Joseph. And Joseph is a pretty cool character in the Bible. First of all, we get to see most of his life, almost his entire life, we get to see him. And we get to see how he follows God throughout his life. But Joseph had a rough life. Things did not go Joseph's way. There we go. It didn't go his way that often. He had a hard time. And he had to learn to follow God even when things weren't going his way. Do you guys think we can do that too? Yeah, because we know from Joseph's example and from all of the Old Testament heroes that when things look like they're not going somebody's way, God still has a plan, right? And we can trust that God's plan is to do good for us and not bad. So we're going to go into Spark Worship, and we're going to sing that God is going to guide us. We're going to learn more about Joseph and his story, and then we're going to make a sand art cross out of ancient grains. Because who wants to eat them? It's more fun to craft with them, right? Yeah? Okay, let's pray. Are you guys ready? Bow your heads, fold your hands, close your eyes. Let's talk to God. Say, Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for watching over us.
Thank you for watching over us.
Even when we only see the bad.
Even when we only see bad.
You're always working towards good.
You are always working towards good.
In your name we pray.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to go straight out the back for Spark Worship.
Thank you, Jesse. Y'all have fun in Spark Worship. As we go before God in our prayers, heart and prayers, you may notice my voice is a couple octaves lower again. I hear it's from the smoke in Canada. Anybody else feeling a little? Yeah? Well, we'll pray for us, okay? We have yellow prayer cards in your pews before you. If you'll fill those cards out with whatever your prayer needs are, we take seriously our charge to pray for you and hold in confidence your prayers. So feel free to do that as we go before God in the silence of our own hearts. We'll pray together and end with the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you so often weary and burdened. Many are carrying heavy loads of stress, anxiety, and doubt. We ask that you help us lay these burdens at your feet and find rest in you. Lord Jesus, we pray for people who are struggling with physical or mental illness. We pray for healing and restoration. We pray for people who are facing financial hardship. We pray for provision and guidance. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We pray for comfort and peace. We pray for people who are feeling lost or uncertain about their future. We pray for direction and clarity. We pray that you would give us your gentle and humble heart. Help us to be kind and compassionate to others, even when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. We pray that you will show us your path for our lives. Help us to know what you want us to do and follow your leading. We pray to you for peace and strength. Help us to trust even when things are difficult. And all this we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's go right to our pew Bibles, or if you have your Bible with you, and look up the verses for today. This is life-giving scripture
It's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and you'll find it in your pew Bible on page 888. Makes it easy to remember, doesn't it? Yeah, I see some of you even look on your phone. That's pretty cool to be able to read all the different versions on your phone. So let's read Matthew 11, 28, and listen closely for a word from God. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever tried to help somebody who was tired or grieving or sad or depressed? I know, we're helpers. We want to try to help people. And maybe even some of us have felt that way before, sad and weary and tired and depressed. And some people may try to talk us out of our sadness. Some people might try to distract us from our depression. Some people will try to talk and talk and talk and talk, hoping to help. And then other people will be silent, hoping that their silence might help you somehow. And all of these tactics are super understandable, right? Because we want to help. We don't know what to do with these perplexing, difficult emotional issues. But here we find today the words of Jesus are very different from our human attempts to help people solve life's difficulties. We find the words from Jesus today that have everything in them that we need in order to live a life worthy of the calling of Christ and to soothe any trouble that you have. Isn't that exciting news? You've come to the right place. Because his burden is easy, and his burden is light. And he invites us to share in this. He promises in these verses to meet our needs. And here's the truth in life. Every single one of us at some time or another will fall into a deep, dark place. We will be grieving. We will be sad. We will be torn asunder. You cannot get through this life without those feelings. It's just not possible. And so this is why Christ gave us the way that we might find ourselves in him. And also, we want to help other people, don't we? I know some of you in here are, your vocational calling is a helper. And so it's sad to you when you can't help pull somebody out of their dark place or depression. And it's frustrating because we don't know how to help. But Jesus wants us to be able to use his love and his truth in our own lives and in the lives of others, to share it with others who are in a deep, dark place, that are in so much grief, and they need Christ's word. These words are so simple and yet so majestic. Jesus was the doctor of the soul and the body. He knew how to beautifully minister to people. He knows how to minister to our heart needs. We don't need to travel far. And it costs nothing to come to Jesus. Can I get an amen? It costs nothing. Any of you financial people out there should be super happy. Because Jesus is always near to us. We do not need to travel far to see him. We don't have to go to a different place like you'd have to see a heart surgeon or a specialist. He is always near. And these words are simple. The words are so simple. And they usher us into God's very presence. They lead us to find much needed rest. And my heart breaks for those who don't believe in the resurrected Christ. They have nowhere to go. And my heart aches for those who do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was merely a man, because those people have to carry their own burdens. If you see somebody weighed down with the burdens of life, they haven't met
or believed in Christ, who is telling me, come, I'll take those burdens from you. And yet so many times we just say, no, that's okay, I'll carry them. I'm strong, I can do it, I'll power through it. Woe to those who do not believe in Jesus Christ that he can carry their burdens. But we who come to church because we believe, or we're learning to believe, or we're being led to believe, we know that we have Christ to go to carry our every burden. In life, we're going to experience struggles all the time. Today, you may be struggling with your health or your family or your finances or work. Life has struggles. What can we do when these burdens of life or the world land squarely on our shoulders? What does Jesus have to say about these struggles? Well, you found the answer today. Mark your Bible, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. These words are not new to many of us here. We've heard them countless times. And yet, this is where we find our answer. It's good to find fresh meaning in these words and help, a very current help for our times of struggles. When we meditate on these words, we will find Christ's presence in troubling times. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 records three instructions succinctly. Well, we all know that when we're in trouble, it's not easy to listen. Some of us, it's not easy to listen when we're not in trouble, but when we're in trouble, we just tend to tune everybody out. We are so focused on our troubles and the situation in our heart that we cannot deal with a lot of words. So I'll give you some simple words. Jesus' words are designed for our troubled heart. And we might be spellbound by grief, but Jesus, our healer, speaks to our wounded heart in three simple words. Come, take, learn. That's it. It's what Jesus says first. His words, with gentleness yet power, come to me. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to you. Come to me when you're worried. Come to me when you're troubled. Come to me when the burdens of life are so hard that you can't even seem to see anything in front of you. And he promises, I will give you rest. He didn't say, go somewhere else. He said, come to me. The Lord knows we need company. We need to come to him. We need rest for our soul, and he draws us to him by his side. He's not asking us to be brave or courageous or, you know, buck it up, buttercup. He says, come to me. Wherever you're at, what problems you have, come. And he doesn't say that in general. He says, I am your comforter, much like a father, a mother comforts a child. Can you imagine and feel that comfort? Come to me. Who? Anyone who has troubles or burdens. Whatever troubles you, bring it to me. Come to me. Who is he talking to? Well, he's searching for these people who are heavy burdened and heavy laden and weary, these weary travelers. Do you know anybody like that? It's troubling sometimes. And they are the ones who hear Jesus beckoning to come. You've always heard, like when somebody has a problem with drug or alcohol, they have to hit bottom. And it's hard for us to watch that. But when they hit bottom, and I even think AA tells them this, then they can turn to a greater power. And Jesus knows that. When you're burdened and heavy laden, when things are going happy-dappy, you may not turn to Christ. But when you have trouble, and when you've reached the end of your rope, who do you have to turn to? Jesus invites those who are burdened and have no solutions and have no resources, nothing to help. And today we have troubles, and we may not go to Jesus first. Some of us have troubles, and we go directly to our family or friends and talk to them about it.
And sometimes your family and friends will listen to you patiently until you've come about 100 times and they lose their patience with you. And some of us have deep, deep troubles and we go to the doctor next. And the doctor might help you. There are all kinds of medications and treatments available that might help you get through. But I wonder if anyone went to Jesus first. I wonder what would happen if we listened to the words that Jesus said, "Come, come to me." And then Jesus will make the way with your friends and with your doctors and with your care plan. But go to him first. And next Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you. Come and take." In times when we want things to go our own way, we kind of don't trust that Jesus will lead us. Although Jesus is promising right here, right now, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." How many of y'all have ever seen a yoke? I see a couple hands. Okay, for the rest of us who are not farmers or have knowledge of this, in my home in Oklahoma, my parents had an old oxen yoke, and they hung it over the fireplace. And I always thought, that is weird. And it's a round little thing with a stick over it. And this yoke they used to drive oxen generally. And they would put one ox head in one and one in the other. Because if you don't, let's say you were trying to lead them like horses, one ox would go that way and one ox would go that way. No? You know what I mean? And so they yoke them together so that they can only go one direction. Whoever's leading will take them the direction they need to go. It's a simple structure, like a figure eight, and made for two heads. Each has a place for its section, and it keeps them going at the same pace and going the same direction and not wandering off. So the point is that Jesus says, "I want to keep you from wandering in your own direction. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Join me in this, and I will lead you." So imagine yourself yoked with Jesus. And you know, when pastors wear the stole, you've seen them wear fancy stoles, that represents the yoke of Christ. We put that yoke on, and that means we are tied to Christ. We are bound to go in the same direction as Jesus. And that's what Jesus is asking you here, inviting you here. Join me in this yoke. Because I know which way to go. I know the pace to go. Trust me. My burden is light. I'm not going to make you drag around the troubles of the world. Let me do that for you. And you might ask, well, how do I put my head in that yoke? It's not hard. When we're desperate, when you quit looking for excuses, when you quit looking for ways to solve your own problems, then you're ready to ask for help. Look, come to me and take and learn and ask. We may take this yoke of Christ as an opportunity rather than a threat. I know we're Americans. We're proud to be Americans because we think we know the way to go, right? And so we're so fiercely independent that it's difficult for us to imagine being yoked to Christ and letting him lead. But I implore you to allow him to lead you because his burden is light. So we've talked about come and take. And the last command here is to learn. The last phrase is learn from me. It refers to the constant lessons that the Lord has to give us. Many people don't understand the importance placed on the truth that it has in our life. Truth. Truths that have to be learned and applied in our lives. And they allow us to think the right way about ourselves and others. And this is the reason why we always need to be meditating on the Word of God. I hope you do not go a day without meditating on the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. And I think when Jesus says, learn from me, it means more than just reading the Bible. You come to church and you learn valuable lessons here and in Sunday school. And then it's upon you to take those lessons into your life. What is it to profit you if you don't use what you have learned this day in church? When we share the yoke of Christ, we do it 24 hours a day, every day. And Jesus wants us to listen to his viewpoint on all things and watch what he says and what he does, that we might
do what he says and do what he does. When we learn from him, we see how he works. See, Jesus doesn't always do things the way we have planned. Can I get an amen to that? Oh, that's hard. He does very special things, but rarely does he do what I order him to do. And sometimes when I'm in this yoke, I want to go this way when Jesus wants to gently nudge me the other way. And if I slip my head out of the yoke and say, I'm going to go on my own for a while, it generally doesn't work out very well until I come back to rest in Christ and be yoked with him. And when things are going hard and when trials are most difficult, he will bring you a word of encouragement. He'll bring you gifts from others, scriptural warnings and encouragement. He will bring to you even a burden in prayer that you must carry. He is orchestrating all these things together to see how magnificent the love of God is. Isn't that a beautiful thing when we can trust? But in order for us to learn, we've got to refuse to demand certain things in our prayers. We have to yield to the Lord. We can't demand that he do this or that. We cannot insist that we get to do this or that, that he'll do such and such. We've got to allow Jesus to lead us. We need to come to take and to learn. Jesus said the results will be this: you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The most restful place is at the side of Jesus, our loving Savior. See, if the Father has given his Son, would he withhold any good thing from you? No. Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection is a perpetual reminder for us of God's great love for us. Despite our sinfulness, despite the way we make mistakes, he still covenants to be with us. And we might not understand some situation that we're in and even how in the world it could be good, but we can. We should trust him, for Jesus is gentle and humble. He calls us to his side, especially those who are weary and heavy burdened. To those of us who are willing, to those who have no room left for pride, to those of us who are broken, Jesus has a special place just for us. And it's true, we may not always experience crisis, but too often when we face one, it will bring us to the point where we fall to our knees and we willingly place our head in the yoke of Jesus next to Christ and labor on. We're meant to keep it there. Now, here's a word for those who might give up on themselves, who think that your load is too heavy and no one can help. Here's the promise that God will never leave us too much to bear. When we position ourselves next to Jesus, we have a constant reminder that he is responsible and will take matters into his hands. He says his yoke is easy. He says his load is light. And whatever we face, always be careful to remember that you are monitored by our Lord. Whatever you face, God is watching. Everything is carefully being planned for. So when Christ is for you, what can you fear? Honestly, every day I have a list of prayers that I go through. And in my list, I have scripture that I read every single day to remind me. And one of the scriptures is from John chapter 16, verse 33, that says, Jesus says, I've told you these things so that you may have peace and confidence. In the world, you will have tribulations, trials, distress, and frustration. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's what sets my day on the path. If Jesus has overcome the world and I am yoked with him, yay me. And here's the next one I read. Romans 8:31, I always read every morning. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who then can be against us? I actually sing that one. If God is for me, who can be against me? You know that song? I'll teach it to you. Anyway, I sing it. Another one I really love, it's a strange little book called Zephaniah. Do you know that one? It's in the Bible. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord is with you, a mighty warrior who saves. The Lord is mighty to save. I read Zephaniah 3:17 every single day. And I end my reading with Revelation chapter 13, verse 22. In Revelation, you know these verses too. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And this is the God, our Lord, who has us yoked with him. How amazing is that? My last reading is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear or be dismayed, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, these are the tools that God has given us through the Bible. Jesus has given us all these tools that we might do what he asked us to do, to come, to take, and to learn. They cost nothing, but they are a promise to all who will come. We're not going to get this advice from people around us usually in the world. They're not going to tell you this. But they come from the Lord. This advice is one you can carry with you and give to others who are troubled, who are in a dark, dark place. For only Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle, humble in heart, and you shall find your rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I invite you to prepare your heart to offer your presence to the Lord. This is why I give. I began attending the church when I was in high school. I was just a young girl. And I love the United Methodist Church. It's the only church that I know. I love this church. This collection of people are God's people. I give so that this church will continue. We all know that it takes funds to keep the lights on and salaries paid. But I give with all my heart to help support and ensure that this church can survive and thrive. Yes, will the ushers please come forward? Please stand in body or spirit as we sing our doxology. Let us pray. God of compassion and mercy, you claim each one of us as your children. Like a parent, you are joyful when we find joy, and your heart aches when we fail or fall or feel less than the beloved heirs of to the kingdom you meant us to be. The yoke the Bible describes doesn't burden us, but reminds us that you yearn for us to be a church, a community that supports, steadies, and sustains when life makes us weary. The gifts we give this day, we give in gratitude for this yoke that helps us finish the race in faithfulness. Bless our giving and its use. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite Roy Allen up for our moment of mission and discipleship.
I'd like to invite everybody to come next Sunday after church if you're interested in the disciple program. There's actually four of them, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're going to start this fall, disciple 1, It's in your bulletin, most of the explanation. If you haven't read the whole Bible, come join us. We're going to do that. So next Sunday, we'll decide on a day and a time and go through all the rigmarole, is a better term for me, of going through this. It's not an easy program, so don't think it's a one-week deal. It's up to 34 weeks, meeting one day a week. So please come join me. Maybe we'll have some snacks or something to go with it. So see you next Sunday.
Thank you, Roy. Disciple One is one of the things that can transform your life. There's a couple of different ways for us to disciple, grow in our relationship with God. Disciple One is a powerful way to do that. Roy and his partner, I think your partner will be Val Long, will lead this course and invite you to study the Bible with him and have conversation. Val Long, yes? She's going, did I say I would do that? Yes, you did. Anyway, it's a beautiful class. I encourage you to stay after worship next week. It's not late. It's like 11 o'clock, and he'll have a few words and get you signed up and decide what day and time to meet. Okay? Thank you, Roy. We are called to be disciples as we are yoked with Christ and will be led in different directions. His leading, gentle, kind, and humble always leads to helping others in our world. And so we say our mission statement every single week as a reminder of what we said is our mission in the world. Will you say it with me? The mission of Lotus Hills United Methodist Church is to grow and nurture disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of our community and our world. It has a big mission, but you can do it in small ways. You can share a message of hope when people are in the darkest place. You can point them to Christ and invite them to share his yoke, because he will make their burdens light. So I charge you to go out into the world to do such a thing as this. I send you forth in the power of this blessing that you might embody the words that Christ shared with us today, that we might come to him, that we might take his yoke, and that we might learn. Go forth in the power of this blessing. Amen. And amen.